What have you been listening to? I had not been listening to music lately. If you've been listening to the show, I've been knee deep in podcasts or something else, and I finally got tired of allegedly smart people talking, so I went all in on music. But you go first.
Yeah. Last week I was going through Irish bands to get ready for St. Patrick's Day. We had a great St. Patrick's Day party here on Saturday. We had our corned beef, our cabbage, potatoes, carrots. It was delicious. We had a good time with friends. There's the guy that I was listening to who was doing Irish drinking songs, but I just kind of reserved that for that kind of stuff. So that guy's name was Geroid McCarthy, who I was listening to quite a bit. But another band from my high school years that I was listening to, an Irish band, The Script. I was listening to a lot of The Script this last week. So big fan of them. They're pretty poppy. Yeah, if you've never given them a listen to, they're a pop group out of Ireland, and I enjoy their music. They're all kind of sad songs, in a way, and I don't know. I just like them. They're great, so that's all I have to say about them. I don't need to defend them to anybody, so.
If I was trying to find the movie, well, we ended up putting music on. Kind of music you're talking about when we were having our St. Patrick's Day party dinner on Saturday, and that was fine. We were talking about movies for a while to put on. One that I was looking for, and if you like little independent films, they're really good. There's a movie from the early 90s called The Commitments. It's about a working class group of musicians that get together and try to start a soul band, you know, soul music, a lot of horns, kind of stuff that Chicago does, but all they do is covers. They're not writing new music, and it's a great little movie. I think it might have gotten an Academy Award or two here and there. There's people in there that you might recognize as they've gotten older doing other roles in British television and movies. But the cast sang everything in there. They didn't have everybody lip sync. They picked people who had musical backgrounds who could sing one or two songs, and they actually put an album. They put an initial album out, and it's really good. And then they put out a second album after that, and it's got songs like "Dark at the Dark End of the Street," "Mustang Sally," and a bunch of songs like that that are kind of old '60s favorites. So. Really good movie, if you can find it. I don't know where it is. It's in my private movie collection sitting on my movie server, but some of those movies are getting harder and harder to find. But again, back in the early 90s when there was a nice little run of independent films which were coming out and movie companies weren't afraid to take a risk on, which we don't have much anymore. So anyway, side note with the Irish music and a good movie to watch. I've been watching, listening to wall-to-wall Pink Floyd for about a week. Just all listening to this same albums over and over again. I've listened to Dark Side of the Moon several times. The Wall several times. Their live album Pulse, which is fantastic. And Wish You Were Here. And they're just, I love everything about Pink Floyd. They're amazing. So, so enjoying it a lot. I love the sound. I love the weirdness of The Wall. I mean, it is kind of a strange, it's this strange rock opera about a guy who's got mother issues and a dictator at the same time. And in fact, mother issues are kind of mother issues slash loss of a father due to war is a big theme through a lot of their albums. And I need to buy a biography on the band to see if, like, Roger Waters, I think, wrote most of the lyrics. Like, did he lose a father to the Korean War or World War II? Or is it just something he was familiar with? Because it's loss is a big theme throughout a lot of their music. And then after the original lead singer, Syd Barrett, went crazy from too much acid, that also just infected a lot of the music, just this feeling of intense loss from this guy. So that's pretty much a lot of what Wish You Were Here and Dark Side of the Moon is them talking about missing Syd Barrett and him leaving the band. So anyway, I know you respect them, but you're not the biggest fan.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't have anything to say on it. So sure. I was like, there's lots of people that can listen to lots of different things. And
absolutely.
And it doesn't bother me. Like, I don't listen to Pink Floyd on a regular basis. You don't listen to Green Day on a regular basis. It's okay.
Well, maybe we'll listen to some Green Day and some...
just so we're clear, I'm not... If anybody's listening to this and you think that I'm equating those two to one another as far as their greatness, that's not what I'm doing at all. I'm merely saying that there are bands that Tim likes to listen to.
Wouldn't be offended if you did. I understand it's a generational thing on one level. Look, here's the irony. They're a prog rock band. And if you don't know what that is, it's bands that tend to be very experimental. The songs that they do rely on a lot of layering of sounds, even outside of instruments within the studio. The genius of Pink Floyd was they made enough money or something to be able to replicate that live. But you had a lot of bands in the 70s. Yes is a prog rock band. Rush, Toto, Roxy Music. And the irony is, the band that you and I both beloved, U2, Edge has been on the record. The reason why they started the band was they were sick and tired and fed up with prog rock, and they wanted to return to simple rock and roll. And so I love both. I understand why people, though, got sick and tired of the, shall we say, maybe self-indulgence of the prog rock era. So
yeah, well, in every band that you just mentioned that was a part of prog rock, I'm like, yeah, I could deal without him. Like, I can. Like, it's not like I'm not trying to listen to him ever. Like, their music that comes on at bars, you know, where you're just like at sports bars and you're like, oh, okay, there you go. Guess I'm listening to Tom Sawyer again.
Guess what we're listening to on the way up to Santa Rosa.
We can listen to any of that. None of it, like, it's not like I sit there and I'm like, that. Ugh, I hate it. Like, it's just like, oh, okay.
Maybe I'll put together a list. It's and just it'll like, be, it'll have Green Day. It'll go back and forth between Green Day and Pink Floyd.
I don't
Floyd,
sit
Green
there Day. And I don't go, oh, I love this song. Or this is a great song. I just don't do it. Like, that's not... And it may be a great song. I recognize it as being a great song or a great album or whatever. But when it comes to those guys and their music, I'm just like, I'm okay.
All right.
Tim's crying. Sorry.
No, we could. I mean, this could turn into. I get it.